All right, we've now got to look at the life and contribution, really, the enormous contribution to South African football of the first CEO of the Premier Soccer League when it was established in 1996. That is, of course, Trevor Phillips, who has passed away. We are joined by BBK Baringba to Kotias, who is, of course, the Sunday Times sports editor and columnist, who joins us now on the line. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome to our program.
I would like to say greetings to you, Bongani, and your listeners, and maybe quickly to say that to everybody who has lost a loved one to this terrible disease, strength to you, and I hope that we are all going to be able to do everything that we are going to do to try and make sure that these deaths do not go beyond perhaps 40,000 mark.
Indeed, indeed. Comforting words there. Thank you very much for saying them. We're all in this together, are we not? Let's talk now, though, about the life and really the contribution, the career of Trevor Phillips. As I said in my introduction, he was the first CEO of the PSL when it was established. And he really is credited with bringing professionalism, but also real tangible profits to South African football.
Well, Bongani, the first thing that struck one when one came across Trevor Phillips in 1996 was his very white baritone. BBK, what trouble do you want to cause this week? And I will quickly tell him that there's only one troublemaker in this country, and his name is Jomo Sono. Well, what you also first notice with Trevor Phillips is that he's a man who arrives at a time in South Africa when the landscape is changing in terms of professional football in the country. I think you'll be aware, Bongani, that ours is a league where in the past clubs paid players on the 32nd day of the 13th month. And when the PSL is formed, you find that he was indeed the first executive, chief executive of the organization, that is the British Bulldog. He was a man who took no nonsense, you know, and his deep voice actually gave you authority, and also his physique. When he walked into a room, you could tell that this is a man who's assured of himself, and he knows what he is doing. He never suffered fools gladly, and he laid the foundation for an operation that was to change South African football setup for the better. When today people talk about the PSL as one of the top money-spinning leagues in the world, a 1 billion rand business, Trevor Phillips was there when the first bricks were laid. And if you call someone like an Andrew Tipila, Bongani, you will hear from him, someone who will tell you that Phillips mentored him, Phillips accorded him the time and the space to grow into a formidable football administrator in his own right. And I think, if I recall well, they arrived apart by a year, Tipila at 95 and Phillips a year later, and together they were like a couple attached at the hip and working in tandem. Phillips leading the operations on fixtures administration, and Druza, as we affectionately refer to Tipila, learning all he could from the man.
Let's just talk about how game-changing it was to bring sponsorships into the coffers of the PSL, because of course at the time, I mean, there was an outcry from fans, right, who thought that multi-choice deal or that super sport deal would mean that many football fans around the country wouldn't be able to watch sport, that it wouldn't be good for the teams. Obviously, unfortunately, it turns out that they were wrong. But how much of it was it a game-changer?
It was a game changer so much that, Bongani, when he came into the country, you would have looked at a situation where there was no sponsorship going in the direction of football. It was that black spot. It was that spot that nobody really cared about. And when Phillips went out to try and get funding and sponsorship coming into the league, he was a man who went in and made sure that something came in. You will be called competitions like your Rodman's Cup, which were money spinners, which was unbelievable. For the first time in South African football, you had a competition that was paying to the winners something like a million rand. And coming back to fast forward to what is happening now, all that you see happening with DSTV and MultiChoice are cornerstones that were laid by Trevor Phillips. Indeed, people were saying things that you had said, but what is important is that when you look in terms of how our league is structured. It is structured in a very different format, where you find a situation where a lot of the money that goes into the league, that goes into the clubs, come from the sponsorship deal, the broadcast rights deal. And when you look at what COVID-19 has done in terms of turning everything upside down, you would have noticed that in the EPL, for an example, when they wanted to cancel the league, the main reason that they did not do so was because companies like BT and Sky Sports were saying that if you do that, then you have to pay us this much in terms of what you had signed up for. With South Africa, we could not do that. And DStv came out in many different ways and telling people that they are not going to cancel the league, and they continued paying these grants to these clubs, which are monthly grants, even though there was no football playing. So I think that the commitment that is there between the league and its broadcast partner, and now it being called the DStv, has shown that these clubs would not have been able to survive without any money trickling in the 5-6 months that there was no football in South Africa.
And the foundations of all of that were laid by somebody like Trevor Phillips. BBK, we appreciate your time there. Sunday Times sports editor and columnist Baringbatu Kotjas, affectionately known as BBK, reflecting on the life and legacy of